Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Selma is now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Glory. We are going to the mountaintop. When is, are you ready to go? America was ready to go in 1958, 59. Are we ready to go in 2019? Are we ready to dethrone the so-called king? It's in the under Pennsylvania Avenue. Welcome to the GLC. I'm Dallas Gray. Oh my God, 646-727-3649. But before we do that, we gotta do this.
2 decades, the Black Athlete Sports Network has served as the definitive source for information about the Black athlete. Whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sport's most innovative and unique being, the Black Athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch BlackAthlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN. Well, we have a good weekend, the 4th of July. This president tried to kidnap the 4th of July, too. This is what an egotistical snob this guy is. You're gonna change the 4th of July because you wanna do it your way. I'm tired. I'm tired of the foolishness. I'm tired of that 10%. That 10% of America who continue to try to rule this country with an iron fist. An iron fist. This is what this president is trying to do. We have a responsibility. Democracy is in our hands. It's up to you now to vote. It's up to you now to decide who's going to lead us. We've had 2.5 years, going on 3. We've seen the results of 45. The question is, do you want this to continue? I don't.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's nothing left. Cause I've been flashing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and talk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of need a little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shake, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life to a die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. Minute after minute, hour after hour,
Everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
What's going on, Big G? How you doing, sir?
It's getting started.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, man. I'm here at Famous Brown, getting a little something to eat, man. Take on home. So Famous, tell me to tell you hello. Famous got his own restaurant. Entrepreneur doing a good job, my friend.
Hey, dog, Famous Brown, I was a rich out here.
I know that's right, some rich. But, you know, Gary, I want to get your thoughts real, Gary. About the white European soccer female that says she's not going to stand for the national anthem. The way women are being treated. And how come the story's not getting more traction? How come people ain't talking about it? Kaepernick did it, and they want to give him death threats. What's going on? Yes, sir. Tell me.
The orangutan will not attack anybody that looks like him. That's why Rapino gets away with doing this. Now, I am in full support of Rapino. I need to do the right thing. But the media, here we go. The media has fallen down the job. This is why they fall down the job. The President of the United States went after Colin Kaepernick, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the President not going after Megan Rapinoe, right?
Yeah.
And the media refuses to ask that question.
You're right. What get me, Gary, is when he did a nod a week at Putin and then a little knock that don't do it. I said, here we go again. And they're letting this guy off the hook. And I'm glad that your representative of California jumped on Joe Boehner. So Joe Boehner did a nod and wink telling his wife's friend's buddy, I know how to work with you guys. Don't worry. I got it covered. He got called out on it as he should have been.
And what Kamala Harris did, it needs to be done over and over again. Kamala Harris did this week, he's called Joe Biden out.
Oh, you know what he did? Hey, Gary. Gary, you know what he did? Hey, Gary, you know what he did after the debate, don't you? He went running to see Jesse Jackson and Rainbow Foot. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know that.
like Jesse will give him cover.
This is what I call white privilege once again. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden then saying, okay, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I did wrong, let's move on. No.
Mm-hmm.
He dug in his heels and said, I am not moving. I did it.
I tell you one thing. You look at the front one.
They need to be called out.
I tell you one thing. You look at the front runner right now. When she did that, man, and brought fire to his butt, you can see him slump. And Lizzo Warren and her are going to be back and forth. And I guarantee you, man, as long as they get the money raised and keep putting the pound in there. They're gonna upset them old guys in the Democrat Party because they need to go. And Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, old ass need to go too.
Old boy network is slowly crumbling right before our face. Old boy network is, I watch your back, you watch my back. Well, guess what? Those days are done. And you got people like Warren.
They're tired of it. Hey, what about the mayor of Indiana? How he got caught in his hand took the job and he got called
Indiana
out.
What he did is what more people should be doing. Look, I made a mistake. I'm wrong. I need to correct it. That's what you should be doing. Not
you know what he said, Gary?
He said, I couldn't get it done.
Yeah. He said, I couldn't get it done. That was his only excuse when they asked him about more diversity on the police force, about the racial problems in Indiana. He said, I couldn't get it done. That's all he said. Nah, I tried. I just couldn't get it done. That's not a good enough reason to run for president.
Well,
and you put your hands up and say, I couldn't get it done.
Now is go back to Indiana and get it done.
And straighten
that's
this stuff out. Yep. If you can't get it done now, you need to go back, straighten it out, then come talk to us in 4 years or whatever.
Okay. Reggie, my question would be, if you can't get it done in Indiana, how are you going to get it done in the United States?
Thank you. On a world view, and we got way more worse problems than that. You know, and Cory Booker needs to go somewhere and sit his ass down. Cory Booker ain't fooling nobody. He ain't fooling nobody. We got women that got more balls than him, man. He just up there for show. He's just a show piece.
Well, I think Cory is running for
him up for 2024, but the man got too much baggage. Hey, look, you from New Jersey. You know the treachery he did in New Jersey. And besides, he got a little. Oh, yeah, and Gary, you know he got a little closet problem, too, allegedly. You know, he got a little problem in the closet, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said allegedly. I didn't say he did, but allegedly there's some rumors out there about his closet problem, which he needs to clear up.
I hear that.
You know, if it ain't a problem, then you need to stand up and say it's not a problem. You need to address him, you know, because there's a whole lot of whispers out there. I think can derail him if he don't go ahead and watch which way he goes.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to ask you, Gary.
In the Richmond area, what's happening in Virginia?
We had the honor and pleasure last week of naming Boulevard Arthur Ashe Boulevard was something that should have been done years ago, but they named the street after Arthur Ashe Boulevard, which goes up into the Confederate territory. So. All the signs not up, but a lot of the signs are up. And plus, they opened a new museum for him at the Virginia Museum, so we're really excited about that. But the big problem we got is that the Washington football team, your favorite team, is coming to Richmond to steal money from us again. We spent over $500,000, Gary, not $5, not $50, $500,000 of taxpayer dollars they give to the Washington football team for them to come in Richmond, and we can't even keep our schools up to code. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
My question to the Richmond is why are you paying the Washington Football Club?
Thank you.
That money. Why are you paying that money?
The fourth richest NFL franchise in the league. The fourth richest, or about $2 to $3 billion, what they worth. Look, the money they give him, Danny Snyder bought him a new yacht with. What does that tell you? Went and bought him a half billion dollar yacht. The yacht cost almost $500 million.
I'll say it one more time again. American people, the United States of America, you need to boycott the National Football League. You need to boycott the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say that is because now we're watching the football club.
Mm-hmm.
My Oakland Raiders.
Yes, sir.
My Raiders are moving to Las Vegas in 2020.
Uh-huh.
My Raiders are taking 25% of Oakland employment. 25% of Oakland employment in the wintertime to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you still want to support the NFL. What is wrong with you?
That's crazy. What about the Oakland Athletics? What's going on with them?
Well, they're okay. They're not going nowhere.
So you think they might move to the Athletics?
They don't want to spend money to get players. The A's are always winning games, but they'll never win the World Series again. But y'all had the baddest team back in the day when that old guy owned it.
Yes, sir. Reggie Jackson, Riley Fingers, Sal Bannum, Danette Blunt, Gene Tennis. Oh, man, what you talking about, man? Y'all had a who's who. Catfish Hunter, the pitching. Yeah. And then you just have to get old Violet Blue. Violet Blue threw the fastest I've ever seen in my life. He threw a fastball so fast when it left his hand, the pitcher left his hand, the batter just looked away because he knew he couldn't hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, Violet Blue, boy. Woo, he threw some smoke.
Yeah, Blue Moon, Odom, Kevin
Yes, sir.
Sal Bando.
Yes, sir.
That was the team.
Yeah, you're talking about Ricky Henderson was on that team, too.
Yes, sir.
All-time stolen base leader, Ricky Henderson.
Yep.
But that was a squad back then, man. Ooh, y'all had some players. And they would have won more if y'all owner hadn't pissed them off. Y'all should have won a lot more World Series than what y'all did, which y'all owner made them mad.
Yeah,
Yes, sir.
Brendan Brown right now?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing
better than
Brendan Brown.
No, Preston, he back there cooking right now.
Okay. I'm going to get him a gold.
Yeah, he got it going on. PT got it going on. He rolling with it.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You doing it. Hey, Gary, what time you going off? I'm going to call you back. What time you going off?
I'm going about 3 o'clock today.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a call back.
3 o'clock your time.
Got it. I'm going to give you a call back before then.
Okay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Sitting 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
United States Air Force bombed 3,000 people died, and the town was burned to the ground. Rosewood, the Rosewood Massacre, 1923, 150 people died, and the town was burned to the ground. The Emmett Till murder case. Men, two white men beat a disabled black teenager to death because he looked at a white woman. They smashed his face in so bad his mother could not even identify him. Yet, they call black people animals. Right? So they do. Call them animals. They justify their wickedness. Scottsboro Boys, 1931. 9 black teenagers were accused of raping a woman in Alabama by an all-white jury. Question. Have you ever seen an all-black jury? I haven't. We are supposed to be judged by our peers. Black people never get this chance. 1985, the MOVE movement bombing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where city officials, the police chief and mayor, ordered a helicopter to bomb their household. The fires were so intense, it burned out a complete block. 11 adults were killed and 8 children were burned to death because they could not get out. Yeah, we're animals. We're animals. Right? So they say, the Central Park 5 rape case, where the police did not do their jobs. They coerced these 5 men. 19 black boys, they were boys, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old boys. And then, you have billionaire Donald J. Trump. They to be executed with a full-page ad in the New York Post. Now, after the exoneration, have you heard an apology from Donald J. Trump? No. Nowhere to be seen. You need to go see Netflix when they see us. If they see us. But that was called when they see us. 1932. The Tuskegee medical study, but they affected 399 men with syphilis. Yeah, we're animals. Black people are animals. And you do this. You can't keep doing this. Can't keep doing this. You give reparations to Japanese Americans? You gave reparations to Chinese American men. You gave reparations to Native American Indians. But you still refuse to give reparations to African Americans. You still want free labor. And what the Trump administration has done, is that reopened old wounds and created racist eyes all over the country. We've gone back at least 10 years. Oscar Grant in Oakland, but yet, when America sees black men, they see monsters. But they don't see the monsters within I wanted to ask the individuals who called the police over the last few years on black people. They called on an 8-year-old girl for telling one of the street. They called for having a barbecue at Lake Mayor Oakland in California. One girl has a audacity to follow a man, young man into his apartment with his key. And she called the police. And then a woman called on a 8-year-old boy who accused of touching her butt. Then you have another one who called because they were arguing at a child soccer game. One wrong move by any of these black people could have caused death by the police being aggressive. This is the stupidity and the inhumanity of the United States right now. And led by 45 in the White House. This has got to change. This can no longer happen. We as a country are better than this. We as a nation are better than this. I am on a campaign from now until November 2020 to unseat the President of the United States. I urge you to vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just so you vote. Because that's our democracy. That's a democracy. When we come back, we'll talk about the new sports news after I come back.
Golden light.
humility, yeah. Show us the night naturally, and maybe she won't worry when there ain't nothing I can do.
When the sea runs dry and the stars fall from the sky.
Yeah. higher scores of the day. And Sweden, beat Germany 2-1. Holland beat Italy 2-0. And I want to get to Rubino Trump Day again. This shows the hypocrisy of the United States. Donald Trump goes after the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. He goes after him repeatedly and repeatedly. But yet, Megan Rapinoe does exactly the same thing. And he pancakes his way through the argument. Now, I'm going to tell you, this has racial overtones. I think Donald Trump knows that he's not going to miss this for the moment. Because this woman will come out and say, okay, you want a fight? We got one. This is also tell the United States, the people of the country, how it really is. And I feel ashamed of this country. But I was acting the last 2.5 to 3 years. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. That's fine. But to say things that this man has said and to do things that this man has done is utterly ridiculous. He has become buddies with repressive governments, dictators. I think he wants to be a dictator. I think he enjoys being a dictator. The question is, are we going to let him do it? On you. Moving on to sports, free agents in the NBA. So far, only one major event. And then the Golden State Warriors acquired Klay Thompson for 5 years, maximum supermax contract. Rumors are that Kawhi Leonard and Durant are working together, and that would be an awesome duel. Those two together on any team. Now, if the Brooklyn Nets do anything in this free agency, the New York Knicks are dead. I mean, this team once was the star of the New York area, the eye of the New York Storm. Now you can't find the New York Knicks. And because of the owner who is a cheapskate, and we all know he's a cheapskate. Like the Oakland A's, same thing. Cheapskate. We will go back, we're going to free agency next week. See where tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. The circus begins. And we will see who goes where. Let's take a break.
I want to know your name. Ooh, you look so good. I want to love you if I could. I'd like to take you home. What do I have to give? What do I have to give to call on the phone?
Cupcakes, crepes, and things like that. This is why I can't help but notice me. Just a jazzy, jazzy old baby. Come on, can I have this dance? Something as groovy as this, we got to dance. Lord have mercy. Am I holding you too tight? I'm sorry, excuse me. I ain't gonna get too close. When are you gonna tell me your name? Please tell me your name. I'm just gonna have to grab you and hold you a little closer. So I just got to. Lord, have mercy. Taking a little movie, and afterwards I'll just drop you at the doorstep, give you a little kiss. Oh, I just, so many things that we could do if you tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married?
California, the 30th of the season, and now the people are going for the end of horse racing. They banned trainer Jerry Ollendorfer, but had not enough horse racing. Has to change his policies. On Monday, the New York Mets are uploading as a picture of a major golfer reporter. And I think it's time for a change in the New York Mets. And manager Mickey Galloway has lost control of the clubhouse. And lost control of himself as the New York Mets continue to tumble out of the National League race. And baseball being baseball again. As a fan gets hit in the head with a foul ball. And what baseball needs to do is just mandate the netting. Like the NHL mandated netting years ago after a 12-year-old child was struck in the temple and died in Canada. Baseball guys do the same thing. Netting around the first row of the seats. And we will all get used to it. We will all know it, and that's the end of it. The Vancouver Canucks acquired J.D. Miller for the Tampa Lightning. And the Vegas Knights keep William Carlson in gray and gold. NHL is trying to get the New York Rangers, the Chicago Blackhawks, and the New Jersey Devils back in the contention with the 1, 2, and 3 draft choices. All three of these teams had horrible years, the last 3 years, and we will see how it goes. Monday, the U.S. team beat Spain. Depending on penalty kicks. And move on. The orange orangutan did not spit fire at the women's soccer team as they spit fire with the NFL. I have to question Donald J. Trump. I wish I could have watched it and beat him in person. I would dress him down. But that's the way it goes. Monday night, a Stanford Cardinal will become a blue and gold coach. University of California Berkeley Golden Bears will select Charmin Smith to be head coach of the Golden Bear women's basketball team. In the 2019-2020 season, this should be interesting to see how this works. The men's team did it 20 years ago. Now we're going to do the same thing against Stanford Cardinal to be a UC Berkeley head coach. Very odd day in baseball. On Tuesday afternoon last week, the Dodgers visited the Arizona Diamondbacks, the only West Coast game of the night. The NBA gave out the awards. Giannis Antetokounmpo gets the MVP. James Harden comes in second place again. The Rockets are going to have to change. And Harden is going to have to change this game so he can be the MVP again. The Utah Jazz, Rudy Gobert, wins the Defensive Player of the Year. The Milwaukee Bucks Head Coach of the Year, Mike Budenholzer. Lou Williams of the LA Clippers, the Sixth Man of the Year. Pascal Siakam is the most improved player for the Toronto Raptors, and this guy destroyed the Golden State Warriors in the finals. Wednesday, KD declines the option for the Warriors. Somehow, Anthony might be a Laker. This is one of the new rumors of Wednesday. One of my favorite goaltenders, Romero Luongo, and the Florida Panthers, who retired after 19 years. He is third on the all-time winning list in the NHL. So, congratulations, Romero Luongo, on a great career in the National Hockey League. The Vanderbilt Commodores take the College World Series the second time as they beat Michigan. The U.S. men's team, they win the Gold Cup. And the men's team is not as good as the women's team. We will see what they will do in the World Cup next year, the men's World Cup, as they win the North American Gold Cup. Today's games, the Yankees are playing Boston in England, and then the New York Mets. Is it at the Rays? We only have scores. BDA, they're off this week. Next week is the Traveler Championship in Commonwealth, Connecticut. As Remy wins, getting past Keegan Bradley and Zach Schuster by 4 strokes. This is Remy's first major victory in 11 years. This week they're in Michigan for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Next week they're driving a plane in Minnesota for the 3M Open. LPGA. Last week it was the KMPG Women's PGA Championship in Alaska, Minnesota. Anna Green wins her first title by 1 stroke over Soon Young Park. Michelle, we had a very difficult time as she had a wrist problem. This week they're at the Walmart Northwestern Arkansas Championship in Rogers, Arkansas. WTA Men. Last week it was the Fever Tree Championship in London. And then the Nevada Open in Germany. Also this week is the Wimbledon in England. The same goes for the ladies. Their Nature Valley Open in Birmingham, England. And the Mallorca Open in Mallorca, Spain. This week they're also in Wimbledon and London, England. So the next 2 weeks will be Wimbledon Championship. And we'll see how Osaka and Serena Williams will do. Last week there in Northern California for Sonoma County Speedway, Toyota State Park 350, Martin Truex Jr. wins with a quick pit stop in the final laps as he beats Kyle Busch by 5 seconds. 100. Next week is the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona Beach. Daytona International Speedway. And in, In 2 weeks is the Quaker Lake 400 at Kentucky Speedway. IndyCar, last week traveled to Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin for the REV Group Grand Prix. The Road America at Alexander Rossi beats Willpower and Jeff Newtigarden. This week they're off. Next week is the northern border of Honda Indy, Toronto, Canada. We're going north of the border next week in Toronto for the northern border for the Honda Indy Classic. Formula One. Last week was the French Open, the French Grand Prix. It wasn't even close. The Mercedes-Benz team took 1 and 2 again and remained undefeated for 2019. Lewis Hamilton won his 6th race of the year, 6 out of 8, and he leads the field by 36 points. It's the quickest ever. Just 125 points. And Lewis Hamilton has broken the record. This week they're in Austria for the Australian Grand Prix. Tomorrow morning on the West Coast, 9 a.m. 6 Pacific time. So, Formula One, the Austrian Grand Prix. And we'll see if Lewis Hamilton can remain undefeated in the 10th race of the year. All right, we got Calvin Redman. We got Reggie.
What's up, Big G? What's up, G?
Man. Go through a man.
Great job as always, man.
You know,
I'm doing
that.
Job
I'm doing that.
Once again, G, that's how they act. That's why they operate.
Nah, this guy was Caucasian. They be all over the place.
Oh, you know that goes.
Well,
they, you know the thing, G. He who has the gold rule. They got the gold. That's how they rule.
Well, Lewis Hamilton is setting records every time he goes on the field now. Lewis Hamilton. The fastest guy to 120 foot. Nobody's ever done that before. It's only June.
I didn't know nothing about you. You said something, G. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, Big G on top of things. I had no idea until you said something.
Well, this guy. If this continues, it will be his 6th National Formula One Championship. Only one guy is ahead of him, with 7. So I think that if he wins this race tomorrow night, he's on his way to number 6. Nobody's going to stop him.
Well, that's why they didn't want to talk about it.
Because this team, this is the best team I've seen in many, many years.
That's why they won't talk about it.
Yeah. But only Bobby Schumacher, only one got seven. And if he races again next year, he will tie Schumacher. This year.
Wow. Well, that's what they do, guys.
And goes to prove it once again.
Yeah. Well, what about the pitcher from Vanderbilt, the freshman? What's your thoughts on him? The freshman, the young man from Vanderbilt that helped them win the National Baseball Championship.
Yeah. And this is real baseball.
Yeah, Walker. Yeah, his name, Walker.
This is real baseball. Fails miserably. I would be putting this guy out there, frustrated all over the place. But we got baseball. They don't want to see this kid.
Who was the pitcher name from the Florida Marlins that was good? And they didn't push him years ago. He retired, but the big tall pitcher they had.
Well, I can remember back in the 80s. When J.R. Richards?
Yes, sir.
J.R. Richards.
Houston Astros.
That man was awesome. And because he had a stroke. Yeah, well, they had to bury him. They wouldn't know about the stroke, but because of who they are and the way they are, they didn't care.
Nope. And this man laid out, had a damn stroke, and they thought that the man was playing, said he won't sit.
They called J.R. Richard lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. They called lazy.
Yep.
I got a question to ask you, man.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to do about reparations?
Say it again.
What are we going to do about reparations?
The reason why I asked you about reparations is this.
Jewish Americans got reparations. Native Americans got reparations.
Yep.
Chinese men got reparations.
Yep.
Japanese Americans got reparations.
Yep.
Only one missing from this is African Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to know my take, G?
What's that?
Number one, we can't have everybody talking. We got to have a consistent, like Republicans do. Everybody got to be on the same accord. You can't have 100,000 people talking and not having one single message to be, you know, intellectually dishonest. Number two, we have to have the people who are the ones that are the colonizers and the people who are the conspirators. And I say that just like you had, in my humble opinion, the invaders when Dr. King had an I Am a Man march. They came in there, tore, and with the help of the FBI, tried to discredit Dr. King. We got a lot of that going on right now.
They didn't say anything about Go X.
Malcolm used to say about when they pull your tooth, they give that Novocaine so you could suffer slowly. Every time you struggle and fight, they give you a little more Novocaine to slow you down. And that's what America's done to black folks. They gave us that Novocaine to slow us down. Think we have a ride.
Yeah.
Think we got it made.
Sure
we ain't got Jack.
Well, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
President Donald J. Trump wanted to make America great again. Okay, what year is he talking about? What year is he talking about making America great again?
Yep.
Is he talking about 2008?
Hey, Gary, you know what Democrats ought to do? They ought to get blue hats and say, let's make America better again. That's what they need to do.
No, what they need to do.
Need to get a bunch of blue hats and say, let's make America better again.
No. This is what the Democratic Party needs to do. The Democratic Party needs to sit down with Elizabeth Warren, sit down with Kamala Harris, sit down with Bernie Sanders, sit down with Joe Biden, and come up with a consensus. Come up with a coalition of Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not gonna beat the orangutan on your own. You gotta have a coalition to beat this guy. You gotta keep hitting him over and over again. Well, I mean is that you have three states.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he breathes,
you hit him with something.
Yeah, in those swing states, you have independent voters. You have to get those independent voters to go the other way. And the only way to do that is to have one single coalition with one purpose. The Democrats do not
Yeah. You right. You right.
We gotta do better than this.
Yep, you gotta do it.
America, you have a president of the United Nations that's going to South Korea today, and he's gonna walk across the border to North Korea. Are you crazy?
Yeah. You're right. Hey, I agree. You gotta do it one more time. Yep. All right, Big G, hand your fork, man. Great show as always,
right,
brother. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, going on.
Yes, sir. We out of here.
Hell,
have a good one.
I'm good, bro. No, you see that 14 to D. All right, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to ask you, who was the first president of the United States? Now, I know... You guys are gonna argue this point. But the first president of the United States was John Hanson. Repeat that again. The first president of the United States was John Hanson. Not George Washington. And by the way, there are a couple more black presidents that you know about. Abraham Lincoln and Dwight D. Eisenhower. But the American school system, I'm going to tell you that. They tell you that Barack Obama is the first president. Yes, he's the first black visible president. He's the first dark-skinned president. He's not the first black president. Actually, if you count John Hanson, he's the first dark-skinned president. Obama is the second dark-skinned president. And we could have a third one, a female. Kamala Harris. I have some issues with her. But we could be marching on the verge of a first female president of the United States. Which should have been done 30, 40 years ago. I don't want to get into the women's rights because that had a history of racism there too. When Shirley Chisholm ran for president, where was the women movement? Nowhere to be seen. When the Supreme Court Justice, Uncle Thomas, went up against the fine female lawyer? Where was the women's movement? Oh, they came out in droves when Miss Clinton ran for president. They were all over the place. Now, I want to see what happens if Kamala Harris wins the nomination. What will the women's movement do then? Because it's already shown its true colors. It was in the 1990s before they had a black president or a black representative in their mix. 25, 30 years. No change. Saying it was the labor movement. No change. until we get that right, we're playing games. Well, I hope you enjoy the show today. Hope you enjoy the show. We're going to get more next week. Get more next week. Go to the website, www.bsnnoodle.com. Don't forget the Andy Dyson Show later on today, later on next Friday. Michael's in room, the regular raw. And forget tomorrow night, the Musical Mind Stream. After my show, the Music Box. The Music Box will have all stars. You heard some of the show, heard some of the music today. On there we go. Don't forget next week the Mighty Robot, UFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York, Pat Freeman, and the Buffalo Crew. Young Gun Travis Singleton, and Kid McGray, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Remember, Earl Rogers, CEO of PSN News in New York. Dorian Way, New England Reporter Magazine, CEO of Boston, Massachusetts. And of course, you gotta get your grub on. The GMI Improvement Market in Ellisville, California. So we'll come back next week. Same bad time, same bad station. Tomorrow night, the Music Box, all stars.
What's left of a happy home? She'll be back, that's what I say. As I stare at the ceiling, lying in my bed.